It was becoming clear that Nashville's next mayor would abandon plans for the AMP bus rapid transit line. Then yesterday, Mayor Carl Dean did it for them. Before the announcement that killed the AMP, WPLN asked the six major candidates where they would start on transit expansion. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
The AMP would have connected East Nashville and West End, and charter school founder Jeremy Kane has his eyes on another avenue.
I admit my bias. I'm a block off of Charlotte. I think Charlotte has a ton of possibility because we have the ability to get ahead of a lot of development that's already there and about to come.
For attorney Charles Robert Bone, it's about just getting started.
And if it's the path of least resistance that goes from Inglewood to Five Points or from Five Points to downtown, we need to get something going because now it's almost like we're in a time warp.
The 7-mile-long AMP was just a distraction, says developer Bill Freeman. He sees the starting point on the interstates.
That's where we need a transportation solution.
The other candidates are a little less specific about the alternatives to the AMP.
It's not about being against one thing, it's about being for much more.
That's at-large Councilwoman Megan Berry. Former school board chairman David Fox says he would assemble a community panel.
I don't want to prejudge what they'll decide. I think the opportunity here is to, tap the sense of urgency that exists in Nashville.
Businesswoman Linda Rebrovic says she supports transit, but she's interested in what can get done in short order, like allowing cars to be outfitted with electronics that give them access to a fast lane.
Maybe it's a transponder that people say, I'm willing to pay more to be in that lane because I need to get where I'm going faster.
Whatever the project, candidates agree it will take time. The AMP was discussed for years and never came close to breaking ground. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.